Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And if you're catching this on a digital platform, we would ask that you would share this far and wide. People need to be awakened. We have a slumbering nation to a large extent, and the fate of this nation is going to be decided in 90 days. So please, please, please share. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold, and Noble Gold is the very best at what they do. Number one, they can help you avoid this moment where you wake up on a Monday morning and your savings has been wiped out, your retirement's been seized by the bank. If you have any of those things in the bank, they can take it under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010. And so what I'm telling people to do is let Noble Gold extricate your retirement, put it under your control, back it with precious metals, do the same thing with your bank account and diversify, and they can help you with all of that. They are the best at what they do. I've been a customer for 6.5 years. So I can tell you that when the federal government makes me tell you that past performance can't be construed for future expectation, there's always an inherent risk in investments. I can tell you I've been taking that risk for 6.5 years and I sleep better at night. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And I'll send you out a free information packet. Don't let the grass grow under your feet under this, folks, because under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, they can steal your money. They can steal your retirement. DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is Paul Preston. As we know, Paul is the leader of the New California Movement. Plus, he has a really good talk show, Agenda 21 Radio. And Paul has some big, big news with regards to what's going on in California in the midst of everything else that's happening. It's just incredible. Paul, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us, and I'm glad to get this information out.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Dave. And it's always an honor to be here with you and your audience and all the great things that you guys do.
Thank you.
You know, in bringing news and information that's relevant and important to the nation. And I see some of the stuff that you've been bringing has been very interesting of late. Anyway.
Yeah, kind of gives new meaning to the old Hollywood movie, The Horse's Head, but we'll leave it right there.
Right. We will do that. There's a lot of things happening with the New California State Movement. We're in negotiations with a couple of congressmen about it. I never really thought we'd be this far a long time ago, but here we are.
Really?
The impending doom of California's implosion economically, at least the state government is here. It's at hand. It's already happening. And they're scrambling around for money in the state of California. Basically, the state of California is in need right now of about $300 billion in cash. Now, they won't tell you that. Newsom's, you know, trying to put a lot of stuff on lipstick on a pig, so to speak. And he's doing every technique that he possibly can to try and bring cash in. But the hole is so deep. It's beyond the point of no return. So they have a plan, and the plan is to pass off as much debt as possible to the counties and to the cities and other local entities so they can all go bankrupt, which will take a lot of the, you know, the hit, basically. So
right.
It won't take it all. And it also won't solve the problem. You know, you still will be more than probably more than a billion and a half to two. I'm sorry, a hundred one, 1.5. No, $100.5 billion. I guess you could say. Is that right? 100.5 billion. 15 billion. 15 billion cash.
Okay.
Somewhere around there, it'd be half the number that they're short right now, cash wise. So the bottom line to it is, they're going to be hurting because they don't have a cash flow coming in from taxes. Remember all those people that moved away from the state of California?
Sure.
That they took their tax base with them. Even though the state of California, believe it or not, tried to go back and claw back taxes from people that had moved to other states. You know, exit taxes.
I've heard that. I've got a business
Unbelievable.
Associate that's affected by that. So he's spending 6 months out of the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable what they were trying to do. The first thing people need to understand that the taxation system in California is extortion taxation, period. Now, the businesses have figured this out. Chevron just left California permanently. Well, you know, that's another issue. We'll talk about it in a second. But so many other businesses are leaving California. Now you have You have Tesla, you have SpaceX, and you take a look at who's that behind that, and you're going, he's leaving too. You got to be kidding me. So, when you take those kind of businesses away, and by the way, we don't have an aircraft manufacturer left in California. California used to make 60% of all aircraft. There's not one in operation today that's an
Wow.
assembly line. You have aircraft that are being made as prototypes up there in the high desert in Palmdale, Lancaster. The XB-21 was the last one that they built. They built, I think, three of them, but these are not assembly lines, and there's no assembly lines going on anywhere in California, even for automobiles. I think Tesla is one of the last ones. So large manufacturing has left. We're not pumping oil. We're not pumping gas. We're not doing any of the extraction businesses. All those are completely shut down because of the environmentalists. They're taking water and, of course, draining it out to the ocean. They're not trying to preserve or to save it. So they're creating these man-made droughts. And now, in order to get money from the federal government, they're burning down all the forests and creating all these massive fires.
Oh,
So
that's right.
we
So you're
call
saying
this
they're false flagging to get the disaster funding?
disaster capitalism, we call it, yes.
Okay.
And right now, what not very far from me, is the what's called the Park Fire. It's one of the largest forest fires in the nation's history, and it's over some just absolutely beautiful terrain. But underneath that terrain, you have gold and you have rare earth elements, which is exactly what they want. Now, they're going scorched earth, basically, because remember, it was 2 years ago that we had one of the largest 100 million acres went up. 100, or excuse me, 100,000 acres went up in Plumas County, not far from, guess where, Oroville Dam. And of course, on the other side of that, before that, you had the Paradise Fire. Now, that whole area, hundreds, thousands of acres, probably, 600,000 acres, completely burned down, Dave, and of prime forest land. And there's nothing like scorched earth, because here's the deal, and I mean scorched earth. Because of the chemtrails and everything else that they're spraying down on us, aluminum oxide is found in it. And aluminum oxide is an accelerant, and it makes fires burn faster and hotter. And of course, when you make fires burn faster and hotter, any of the leftover seeds from plants that may survive the fire don't survive. So you're talking about forestation coming back maybe in 300 to 400 years.
Oh my goodness.
But in the meantime, the Chinese want to get over here and they want to extract all the gold they can out of the gold country. Because most people will tell you that about 90% of the gold is still in the ground in the gold country of California. It's just got monolithic gold, and we know that, and other rare earth elements, copper and so on. So they're looking, the globalists have their eyes on the riches of California, especially farming. But I would say that if you compare American style farming with the Chinese style farming, then what you really have is you have a situation in which they're going to butcher the land, and they're going to ruin the land, and they're going to extract every type of mineral you can for their own plant life. They're terrible farmers, and they'll ruin the entire Central Valley, San Joaquin and Sacramento Valleys. Now I
You
sit.
know, can I interject something here? Because
Sure.
you brushed over San Joaquin. The EPA conveniently found a 2-inch smelt fish, and they
Yeah.
stopped San Joaquin farmers from irrigating, forced them off their land. They went bankrupt. And then Richard Bloom, the late husband of the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, brought it up, made a lot of money by selling it off to China after the EPA conveniently took the restrictions off. And then I wanted to go because I wanted to explain that because you said that, and I think my audience need to know that. But here's one thing I want to ask you. If the burning of the deforestation by burning on this land is exposing raw minerals like gold, you said the Chi-Coms are going to come in and extract the minerals. Why wouldn't Newsom take the minerals to pay off his state debt?
Well, that's the gig, is that he's beholden to a foreign entity. This
China
is
owns him.
owns him, right?
Is he owned by the same descendants of that PAC woman that controlled Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and all that PAK? Remember her?
No, not yeah. I think he's got something to do with her. I'm pretty sure everybody had something to do with her. She's
Okay.
passed on, but There's a whole new gang in
Well, she
town.
was a Chinese agent. She worked for the Communist Party.
Absolutely. Well, they all do.
Yeah. No,
They
the
all do. The Chinese invasion is still here, and the influence is still here, and Gavin Newsom's really in their right-hand man,
Okay.
is what it is. And plus you have a lot of infiltration in a lot of different places that are conservative. Orange County's heavily infiltrated with communist Chinese and handlers, and they keep a close tie on them.
Paul, holy crap, Batman. This is why Xi Jinping came to California to meet with Newsom. They knew they were going to do this, didn't they?
Correct. Oh yeah, they've known all along.
Yeah, okay.
So in Xi Jinping, now what we have, of course, is Gavin Newsom. He's trying to clean up his act. He's trying to straighten out all the wrongs and ills that he's created and say he's a good guy. Right now, today, he's down, I think, in San Francisco or one of those places down there, cleaning up the homeless.
Yes.
Cleaning up the homeless.
Are
Come
they
on.
going to send them to camps? What do you think?
I think they're definitely going to send them to camps, and I think that we got a taste of that when Xi Jinping came out here, because I went out 2 weeks before. I had a function in San Mateo County, a speech I had to give, and so I drove around San Francisco and was shocked. This is 2 weeks before Xi Jinping came and before they cleaned it up, and I was shocked to see the number. I think I saw a dozen or so people laying in the streets I thought were dead. But the effects of fentanyl, it was, you see a lot of these fentanyl people, they lay down on the street and they're like sacks, they don't have any figure to them, and they're still breathing and they're alive, and their friends pick them up and try and resuscitate them. But there were several, there we had two units out there from the fire department trying to revive bodies, and I mean,
Wow.
it was a mess. And of course the filth and everything. But they ended up cleaning it up. But one of the things they had to do was get rid of the homeless. And one day they were there, the next they were gone. And so now everybody's coming on, criticizing Newsom about your promise to clean up the homeless. He's made this promise, and it's got to happen. And he's shocked to see crime going on here, right? And so he's starting to implement that. Well, the way you're going to get rid of the homeless is literally to offer them jobs.
Yes.
And create jobs. It's the reverse of what he's been doing. And of course, these people are going to be forced now. This is subjugation. He's going to be forcing them to get off the streets. Well, this is what you're getting to. Where are they going to take them once they force them?
Yeah.
And they're about 170,000 just in LA basin alone.
I'm amazing. The interesting thing too is that there are children that are homeless. And am I going too far since we know that Kamala Harris protected child sex traffickers when she was the AG? Is it too much to suspect that they're going to turn these kids into trafficked items?
Well, no, listen, California is the King Kong of child sex trafficking on the planet. The number one place for slavery on the planet is California. This is a slave state. Make no mistake about it. California is producing slaves. It's importing slaves. It's selling slaves. It's selling kids for sex. It's selling kids for foster care. It's stealing and breaking up family units and stealing the kids. Down in San Ysidro area and bringing them up to the LA Fairplex. There's organ harvesting from some of these kids. They're sorted out. They actually sort them out down in Mexico, which ones are going to have their organs harvested, which ones are going to be used for sex trafficking, the most valuable ones, the cutest, the best looking and all that, as children, is that you'd view them. And then, of course, those that were a little bit older, maybe getting into the foster care system. But the foster care system is a big money maker. Because of the way, and about special education laws and things, but right now, just a quarter mile, about a mile away from me, they're putting in homes, new homes that have 5 and 6 bedrooms, 3 and 4 bathrooms. Now, why? And they're very small. They can't be any more than 2,200 square feet. And they look like, boxes. Now, why would you have 5 and 6 bedroom homes, Dave?
Because you're going to house multiple families.
You're going to house multiple children.
Yeah, okay, I got
See,
it.
you
I
can
got
put
it.
2 kids in one bedroom. So you could have 10 kids, 12 kids living in 12. I mean, think about it. It's sick. And so what happens is these kids are put in the foster system. Every kid gets $500 a month that goes to the foster parent. Goes to the foster parent, and they get 500. Gee whiz. Now the next thing that happens is that the foster parent writes a note to the teacher saying, "I think my foster child has a disability. I want that person tested." And so the federal law requires that the school test the child. Well, the child comes with separation anxiety to begin with. That's a disability. So they're going to test him and give him that disability. And next month, you're going to get $500 more. Now you got $1,000 just on that one kid's head. But you're going to do it to all the kids.
And then you pimp them on top of it.
But not only you now that I don't know if the pimping's going well, sometimes it goes on because of the types of foster families that you get into.
That's what I'm saying.
Cartels, MS-13, are known to be trafficking children in California. They're known
Yes,
to do this.
that's true. Yeah.
This came out of the testimony in the roundtable. I think it was Senator Johnson, the roundtable that he had a couple of weeks ago, and that was all exposed there. It's stuff that we've already known and known for a long time. Has been happening, and we pound on the table, David, and no one cares about these freaking kids out here in California. To me, it's just absolutely monstrous that we have people that they go off to a football game or they go off to a baseball game, and they know that these kids are being fostered, not fought, well, they're put into slavery, but the sex slavery and the organ harvesting that is hot, that is happening. Not one politician turns and says anything in Sacramento about this. Not one. Except for Shannon Grove, I take that back. She's been trying to stop it. She's a senator out of Bakersfield, Kern County,
What
and
does she say, Paul?
she's been trying to pass laws that permit that stop this. And of course, she understands what's going on, just like I understand what's going on. But I can be a bigger voice than she can be because they suppress her like crazy up there, and no one gets the message. No one even cares. So here you have Gavin Newsom going out and cleaning up homeless camps when babies are being raped at night because they've got stolen from their families at the border. Now that's happening in California. That is happening in California, Dave.
Yeah, the
At the highest unprecedented rate that you can get. How many thousands are coming across the border in Southern California right now? On a nightly basis, it could be 2 to 3 to 10,000. One we had the 7,500 people that we counted. We saw that. I wasn't there, but I was with them on the Zoom calls, and then we were watching all these military-age men come across the border in Yumba, and it was absolutely appalling to see. And then 2 days later, the Border Patrol agency dumped off 4,000 inside Sacramento, inside San Diego, 4,000. This is the level at which they're dealing. But then, like I said, at San down in Mexico, the kids are sorted out, and they're sorted out basically which one might be a better donor. Remember, they get blood tested and all that other stuff, so they're checking for compatibility. Sure. So organ transplants, sex trafficking, and fostering—that's really what it comes down to.
You know, the CPS turns this into, if this was fast food, we call it franchising.
Right.
This is, yeah, it's amazing what's happening. You know, we know that the establishment in Washington is trying to destroy the country to turn it into a Bolshevik communist state. But it looks even more nefarious in California. Let me tell you how I see it as the next state over in Arizona. I think they're so trying to bankrupt your state that your state will force its way out of the union and
Yeah, absolutely.
the old Cal exit model, and it
Yeah.
will be policed by the Chinese that are coming across the border. What do you think, Paul?
Well, that's exactly what we think in California, New California, reorganized California, because we actually went down. We went down on the 27th, I think it was, or the 20, yeah, the 27th of July, to the state capitol to read off what we call our ordinances. We passed three ordinances in the reorganized California government, and these three ordinances involved, are you ready for this? The whole idea of insurrection
Yep.
and secession and then slavery. Those are the three ordinances, and this is the first one right here. And the first one says the state of California insurrection against the United States Constitution. That's what this ordinance is, and it's saying that the state of California is in a state of insurrection against its own constitution. And that's pretty obvious because, the trouble that we're having in the nation stemming right from California to begin with. And Joe Biden looks at California as a role model for all the rest of the states.
That's
Now,
true. That's true.
let's go off to Wisconsin. Let's go off to the horse races or Minnesota. How about that one? We'll go to that horse race. Okay, what kind of a state is that? What kind of a state is it? See, Kamala likes the governor so much because the governor there is doing the exact same thing as what's happening in California. Doing everything to get to overtaxation, extortion, all that stuff is starting to happen on this guy's watch. And how many businesses are leaving? How many people are leaving? I mean, this guy's just Mr. Destructo. And look what happens in the George Floyd thing. He just let the whole place burn down, and told everybody to stand down. That's exactly what happened out here, and that's exactly what's happening. They're trying to make duplicates out of California and other states,
You
but you know.
know, Paul, let me share this with you. You're right. Minnesota purposely tried to destroy itself. California is destroying itself. And let me tell you, in Arizona, in the city of Phoenix, when Antifa and all those nonsense BLM groups and so forth tried to do the same thing, Police Chief Jerry Williams, she was terrific. Now she's been forced out, but she said, "We're going to stop this here." And they beanbagged a guy. And it hit him in the nuts, and he lays there sprawling on the floor. This triggers a DOJ investigation, and they've declared that the Phoenix Police Department is going to come under their control, and there's a big fight right now. So when they couldn't break the Phoenix Police Department to destroy Arizona like they did in California and Minnesota, now the DOJ is taking it over to finish the job. Isn't that interesting?
Well, they don't have the jurisdiction to do that. The state
They're
can't.
trying. It's going to
State.
get challenged in court. Let me tell you, the mayor Gallego, whose husband ex-husband's running against Carrie Lake, and they're as liberal as it gets, she's all in favor of this. But most of Phoenix is not. So there's a war going on right here over this, and it's the same crap you just talked about.
Well, they have no right to do this. They're just trying to make it a right. That they're just trying to make it so the federal government can intervene and the federal government cannot.
Yeah,
And
that's right.
there's going to be a fight over that. And where's the sheriff in all this?
Well, Sheriff Joe is now retired, so
Right, I know.
unfortunately we don't. Now, Jerry Sheridan's coming up through the ranks, and he's an old Arpaio ally, and Sheriff Mack and I are both supporting him heavily. If he gets back in charge, we're going to have the tent cities, we're going to have go after the cartels. Things are going to change. But it's an uphill road because Arizona has the most corrupt elections in the country.
Well, I think that, we have to take a long look at the cartels because you have a lot of cartel activity. We are completely dominated by the cartels out here. The cartel runs the election system. There's no question the cartels run California's election system and it runs yours.
Yes, that's true.
Face it. It's whoever they want gets in. They've made the selections. They've long made the selections, and a lot of it comes through in pretty definitive terms during the primary elections, which is the top prime time that they really work hard to make sure their selections are properly positioned so that the vote count turns out in their favor.
Bingo.
Then the whole voting system, as you know, is as corrupt as it possibly could get. So the cartels still have to be dealt with. And the only way that you're going to deal with the cartels is declare them a terrorist organization at the level of the president. It's the only way it's going to happen. And
Trump
I
will do
suspect
that. Trump will
Trump
do
will
that.
do that.
Yep.
Trump will do that. And the situation is one that is really I think dire in the nation at this point in time, especially with all of the shenanigans going on with the Democrats and what they're going to be doing. To me, it is absolutely stunning to watch this whole thing sh shake out. But I think there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on that is going to benefit our cause, and I think that we're going to prevail in the end. But I think it's going to be very frightening. I think we're going to have some problems. I think we're going to have some kinetic parts of this, kinetic things happen. What about you
I
put?
agree. I agree. Well, let's just say it. There's going to be violence.
There's going to be
I
violence.
mean, you had Jamie Raskin this week, basically threatened civil war if the Democrats didn't win the election.
I don't, this is the kind of stuff that starts civil wars.
It is. I totally agree. What kind of behind the scenes stuff can you talk about that would support what you're saying?
Well, I think that a lot of the behind the scenes is the fifth columns that are out there. We have multiple fifth column elements. And you also have people that are just turning their back to them, which those people turning their back to them usually have some sort of financial things to gain from that. And I think we're going to find more people trying to position themselves through financial gains than ever before, which is going to weaken our position. And I think that you're going to have people that are not going to be understanding what's happening and fall prey, so to speak, to the cartels and to others that are going to manipulate and use them, especially elected officials. There's still a lot of people who believe in our local elected officials, and most of them don't understand the extent of how the corruption works yet. But the people are finding out, even the officials are. And I got to tell you that we've been very, very fortunate. We've had good communications with many of the California local officials. Not so nothing with the legislature or anything. And the legislature has been a failure completely. And they're a communist organization. Every one of them, the Republicans, everybody who's in there except for, Shannon Grove and a couple of others. But these deep state actors are going to cause more problems than what we want them to cause. And they're going to be doing it behind the scenes, covertly. I look to see that there's going to be blackouts, long extended period of time in which you don't have any lights or any electricity. We're going to have marauders. I believe that that's going to happen. I think that's going to be somewhat of a position of a last resort, but I think that's definitely going to happen, and that's in the cards. Big cities first, and then move it out into the counties, in that area.
Interesting thing I discovered today, and it's a hidden tax, Paul. And I can't believe it's also not being beta tested in California. It's being beta tested in Colorado now. And the local media is even opposed to it. I found out about it by Channel 9 News in Denver. And it's called a PIF, a public investment fund. And they're tacking an extra tax on, depending on where you're at, of a percent and a half to 3%. Onto everything that you buy. Every item you buy is taxed, and then it goes to the developers. Can you say BlackRock?
Oh
That's
yeah.
where it's going. Do you have this in California?
No, not yet, but it'll be there.
It'll be there. In Arizona, I investigated this morning. In Arizona, they're layering it in. They have the first layer in, but they don't have the partnerships back to the developers, i.e., BlackRock, major asset manager of these developers. In other words, they're stealing money from us. Even though the country goes broke, the banks and the developers are going to make money at our expense.
Right. And I think that what's going to happen is that you're going to see states like New California rise up and we'll crush that.
Good. I mean, well,
That's
we're
what.
okay. So let's go back to New California for a second, Paul. You said you had a couple of congressmen. I understand it's negotiations, so you got to keep that out of the news, but in terms of who and what and what's going on. But tell me about the process. What has to happen for California to become a 51st state, New California?
Well, let's back up here a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, we had a constitutional convention on a Saturday, and it was the reorganized California that we had the constitutional convention for. And reorganized California determined and passed three ordinances. The first one was to declare, and this is a declaration that was brought in by the delegates. And this the declaration, excuse me, this ordinance says clearly that California is in a state of insurrection against the Constitution.
And
That's
it
the
is.
first time in American history that's happened, and 137 delegates voted unanimously to agree with that. The next part of that was that, and listen to this now, listen to the words, that California has seceded from the Union, Dave. 137 votes, all yes, no. Knows. Now, this is important to understand the language that I just used here. It was the reorganized California government because we feel that California is no longer in California state, as you would know it, as a governance system, is no longer viable. We've declared that. We said they're no longer viable, and we have stepped in as a new government called the reorganized government under the auspices of following what happened in West Virginia. because West Virginia left the Union to join the Confederacy before West Virginia could actually appeal to them. So as a result, it became incumbent upon the West Virginians to form a reorganized Virginia, which they did. And they made their appeal to Congress through them. We're doing the exact same thing, but we're making it very, very clear, as did the reorganized government of Virginia. They made it clear that the government has left them, which is what has happened here. California is a communist state, and you cannot say that they give us the guarantees that we're supposed to have from the Constitution, not only the U.S. Constitution, but the original California Constitution, which says, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it says that we must have a Republican form of government. That's the first line. That's when we put in our application and for statehood, we're going to make that statement that says we offer in our Constitution a government that's Republican in form. Those are the words. And California no longer does that. We have descended into a democracy dictatorship, sometimes known as communist. And of course, they act like communists. They look like communists. They are financially driven as a communist system. It's pretty obvious that they've left us. So we've declared under that the other second part of that is that they have to guarantee to us freedom from invasion. Now, Dave, are they that border is wide open down there. That border is wide open. He's doing nothing about it. He says, I'm sending down 400 National Guards to the border. Really? Well, I called the people in the National Guard and they said, he's not sending anybody. He doesn't have the money to send them down there, which is the other problem. But the last one was about child sex trafficking and slavery. We put that out there. Here's the bigger problem. California has no cash. California's $300 billion in debt that's too far for them to get out of. And as a result, if we don't stand up a new government, reorganize California and new California, and use the clean credit of a new California and use the clean constitution of a new California to pull California out of this economic tyranny, then the nation, all the states in the union, are going to have to pay off California's debt, Dave. Now, Dave, do you think the people in the other states of the union want to pay off California's debt?
No. What happens to the debt, though, if New California goes through? What happens to old California's
The
debt?
old Cal What happens is that the debt is split between both states, 50-50 based upon on population. We have That's why we did this. The population of California will be 20 million, and will be 20 million, 40 million, and the separation will be based upon that. But we offer a program. See, right now they can't get credit. They do not have auditable financials for the last 5 years. Nobody on Wall Street is going to give them any kind of money to help them out. That's why this thing has mounted, and they've gotten so much debt going on because they keep spending and spending and spending, and they keep getting bailed out by the federal. No more federal bailouts because they're too afraid of inflation. They're not going to help them here. So it's going to have to be us in New California that will provide the economic stimulus base for California to revive itself and become a great state again. I mean, we're all about both states being great states, but we understand that there is a plan that we can execute, and California will follow it because we will make sure we will be the minders for them, that we will make sure that they're following the Constitution and they end the sex trafficking. They will provide the population with a Republican form of government, and they will provide us with freedom from invasion.
Is old California then going into some kind of financial receivership to New California? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in a sense, because states cannot go bankrupt. That's
Okay.
against the law. You can't do that. So there has to be other means by which they can do these things.
Well,
And California has put itself in an untenable situation because for 5 years it hasn't filed its financials with the federal government. It's the only state in the union that hasn't done that. Excuse me. Excuse me. It's the only state in the union that hasn't done that. So there's no hope that they're going to get any kind of credit from anybody. They have internal credit that they do. That's part of the state budget function.
see, I don't know if you know this or not, but since Hobbs came into the governorship or stole the governorship here in Arizona, she's increased the budget by 40%. We were totally solvent when Ducey left
Right. They're
office.
going California.
That's where I'm going. We have rampant sex trafficking here. The cartels run everything here. John Thaler has exposed that and report to the governor with 20,000 affidavits, 5,000 reference points in his book. Paul, we're run by the cartel just as much as you are. I don't think we're as far along in the operationalizing of destroying the state, but we're going down the same road.
Right.
And here's the problem. California's government is a governor is a traitor. Arizona governor is a traitor. New Mexico governor, traitor. Abbott is a disguised traitor. He's controlled opposition. He's a member of the World Economic Forum. They got 7 pages donated to him. All the border states are executively controlled by traitors. I know you might be able to stop it in California, but what about the other three states? Is there any
Well, you
hope for
can, the
them?
other three states, once we get into play and we become the economic powerhouse that we will be, which will happen overnight, actually, because the markets will react to what we're doing just overwhelmingly. But
Okay.
the situation will change for your state because, as you know, we do have people in places there that want to start a new Arizona, which can happen. It will happen. And you can also do the same in Texas. It's going to be interesting to see how Abbott performs once New California gets on board. But other states will do the same. Nevada already has an active group of new Nevadans. New Illinois, that group is going very, very well. And you'll see a quick execution of statehood there. So you'll see several states come on board real quick. The reason is that it comes down to the constitutions. And California has a organic constitution from 1850 that was brought in by Congress. When Congress agrees with a state to give them statehood, there's an agreement, and that agreement is based around the U.S. Constitution and their constitution. And it becomes what's known as a compact agreement. It's an everlasting compact. It's not something that is every once in a while you can just, it's like a corporation contract. It's a compact. There is no corporation compact. There's a corporation or there's a contract compact. And
I want to circle this around just for a second, though. Boy, we talked before a decade ago, you and I did on my show, about California joining MECHA, La Raza,
right.
extricating itself. Then they went the Cal exit route. Okay. And I know that that movement's still alive and well in universities. And let me tell you what I've seen. I wasn't allowed to keep the documents. But I was shown a document in which one member of the Bush family and Abbott signed with the four northern governors of Mexico that if the U.S. goes into civil war, they form their own country.
Right.
What's the extrication plan right now that Newsom is looking at? Is it still CalExit being policed by the Chinese under the purview of the UN?
I think Newsom was waiting for our proclamation for secession.
Okay.
It makes it official that he's seceded. But
Then what's the governing body then? Are they going to be a
I'm
protector?
going to answer that. The answer is reorganize California. And again, that's what they're wrestling with this right now. We've been told they're wrestling with what we did, with what we said, because we came out and said at the proclamation on the 27th, we were down at the state capitol. People can go to our Rumble channel, American Exceptionalism News Network, and see the proclamation of July 27th, and you can see it. We actually read the proclamations. We're right there in their faces reading them. So there's no mistake about what we're saying. And everybody knows we said secession and we said insurrection, and we blame them for the insurrection. They are in a state of insurrection. And that means, Dave, from our words, that is treason. They're insurrectionists against the U.S. Constitution, which is treason. And
You've
we mean it.
given Donald Trump, he's president, the legal ability to act against Newsom and
Absolutely.
cartels. Yeah.
That's exactly what we did. It's not just Donald Trump, it's anybody. And Californians need to wake up because it's not going to go away unless we wake up and we start taking action and making our appearances down at the boards and so on. That's going to all happen. We're right in the middle of this election cycle. And we're in perfect position. Once Donald Trump gets on board, then there's going to be a lot of explaining that these people have to do about their insurrection ideas. This is J6 reversed.
Well, that's a good analogy. I like that.
We've reversed it on them here.
That is really a good
New
analogy.
California has put this in reverse and put it on them. You know, I've lived we every time we then we started this January 15th, 2018. And in our Declaration of Independence, we talk about in all the grievances since then, we talk about the California state is in a state of insurrection against the United States Constitution. We've used that verbiage forever. And it's pretty clear we believe that. And we've made this connection here with our ordinances that we read on the state capitol. Guess what? No one's going to doubt that now, Dave. Look at it. We have open borders. We have violence. We have sex trafficking. We don't have a Republican form of government any longer. It's a dictatorship. And all those things apply to why they are in constitutional default, and they have no business governing California. So they have seceded from the Union exactly the same way that Virginia did when it joined the Confederacy. Now, will California attempt, will Newsom in his position right now try to attempt to execute one of the plans you're talking about, either CalExit or the Concordia or whatever they wanted to call that thing?
Reconquista de Azalon, yeah.
Well, this whole thing is the Reconquista de Azalón movement,
Yes.
but you know, whatever nation state that they're trying to make, that's the idea. But
Right.
I don't think right now they don't have the capability to pull that off. California does not have the ability to do that. First of all, they don't have law enforcement. Law enforcement is adamantly opposed to what Newsom has been doing throughout California, throughout. So he's stymied. He's stymied.
So the Chinese are in California in great numbers. They're also in Phoenix, by the way, but they're in greater
Sure.
numbers by far in California. I've speculated as to their role. How do you see their role going forward? Why are Chinese soldiers in California?
Oh, they want to be the police force. They're going to call in the United Nations and act as a police force.
Okay,
But
that's what I thought.
I got news for them. That's not going to happen.
Man, I've heard from Border Patrol, they estimate seven divisions, equivalent to seven divisions of Chinese soldiers are in the country, most of them in California.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
that reason. I mean, we've got to be doing the things we got to do to to preserve ourselves, and that's what we're doing right now. And again, we're coming to this election, and what's that going to look like? What it's going to look like if the election system is the electronics, the computers are turned off, Donald Trump wins. If they're turned on, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, it's interesting. All the people that I think perpetrated the 2022 midterm stolen elections and all Rhino Republicans, not Democrats as much this time, they were all defeated as incumbents in their primary election by big margins. The people woke up, and that told me there was really very little, if any, election fraud. Do you think they don't have to do the election fraud because they're going to have tens of millions of illegals vote?
Oh, well, that's clearly what their plan is. Yeah, clearly their plan is to definitely bring in the illegal aliens. They're already starting to enroll them, you know, in motor voter business. In Georgia, they made that complaint that the group came out, the data-driven girls or whatever they were called, and they said that they're already enrolling them through the D Department of Motor Vehicles there as voters. And it's happening in other states too. See, your DMVs are complicit with everything. Nothing happens in their system of corruption unless the DMVs in all states are involved.
Yeah, and what they'll do, see, you probably won't get 25% of these people out to vote. They just don't understand the system and they don't care. But here's what they'll do. It'll be like Act Blue that makes illegal campaign contributions in the name of existing Democratic donors, and they just multiply it. They're going to do that with early balloting with these illegals. That's how I think it's going to get done.
It'll all be done with early balloting.
Well,
Well, you can also do it with, you know, trafficking and then harvesting. I mean, you trafficked it before the ballots or before the election, and you harvest afterwards. And
Well,
they'll
given all the BS, assuming Trump survives the next set of assassination attempts, can he win given what we're talking about?
yes, and there are plans to help him win, or at least to have a fair election. There's that's really all we want is a fair election.
Is there anything you can share with us that will give the
No,
audience hope?
there's not.
Is it what it's behind the scenes kind of stuff?
That's why I'm not talking.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, I think Laura Logan has a good move on this. She's recruiting 100,000 poll workers, and I've tried to send her a message, and I wish I could get it in her hands, because not only does she need to do the poll watchers, they need to be videotaping the ballot boxes from the prescribed distance away from any political activity. So let's say you have to be 50 yards away. You get out there with a zoom lens, and everyone that you get their license plate, you get their face, and you get their ballot stuffing. And I think you could slow that down if they knew they were being tracked. And you get a megaphone. We see what you're doing, and we're videotaping you.
Yeah, that, Dave, these games with the ballots are really really just for show. Where that really takes place is when you manipulate everything inside the computers.
Inside the machines, yeah,
I
I hear
mean,
you.
we saw this in California, and we ended up suing the state of California, having a lawsuit against them. But what happened the night before or the night of when they were determining the actual vote and certifying it so that they could determine the number of the actual electoral votes of 55, they ran into a big dilemma in California because Donald Trump, in the straight election with the counting the ballots specifically and the outcome, won California 15,800 15,800,000 votes. Biden lost with 4,600,000. Well, at the end of the night, it was Biden who won with 11 million. Now, that was all done electronically in the computers. And a couple of guys sitting in the Secretary of State's office of California, I'm alleging this, manipulating the vote. And that's how it ended up. And they completely closed down in 2 days. For 2 days, they completely closed down all access to the Secretary of State's office, where they show the election results, and many of the counties. Well, that's how they did it. They did it in one night. And then, on top of that, to certify, it didn't get certified properly because Alex Padilla, an attorney who was a Secretary of State then, refused Dave to sign the certification document that was ultimately given away to Pence. It was not certified until April 7th, when Shirley Weber became the new Secretary of State.
Because Padilla didn't want to go to prison, is that right?
He's an attorney. He didn't want to play. He knew that straight up perjury.
Wow. Why hasn't more been made of this? That's a big deal, Paul.
But that's, well, we tried to sue. We tried to bring this to the courts, and we started a lawsuit in early December. And by the before we were prevented from a hearing. We put in motions to shorten time, and the courts wouldn't hear it. They just refused to take up the subject.
That's amazing.
Well, but here's the more amazing thing. All the ballots that were used in the California election in 2020 were illegal, and they should never have been cast or counted because they had the wrong language on the ballots. So in a presidential election, you have to have certain federal standards by which instructions are given about parties and things like that. And California failed to, the county clerk recorders failed to properly have the proper instructions on every single ballot. I think there were only two precincts in California that had the proper balloting on it. I have a garage full of ballots from the 2020 election from all over California to prove that. But that was the one of the main reasons why we did this. But of course, they wouldn't hear that either.
Let me guess. When they denied your lawsuit, they said you didn't have standing. Is that correct?
No, they never said that.
Okay, they say that in every other case. They told Carrie Lake, you can have an election stolen from you, but you don't have standing. And the Supreme Court said the same thing to Donald Trump.
Yeah, there is a problem with that, isn't there?
What
But they
was the justification for not hearing your case?
said it wasn't timely.
You missed a deadline of filing, is that what they're saying?
No, they said it was not relevant, wasn't timely by the time they went to hearing. We forced a hearing. They wanted to toss it out from the bench, and we said, no, you got to have a hearing. So we have a recorded hearing on videotape of what our concerns were, which they don't want out. We've put this thing out. And when our attorney mentions the number of true ballots that were out there, 15,800,000, you could see the blood drain right out of the face of the judge. And here, that was in April when we had our hearing, April 2021.
April. So you're still within the window of appeal. Do you think an appeal is possible?
No, the 2021, I don't think so. But
Oh,
we
2021. I was thinking
yeah.
this year. Okay. All
No,
right.
but we're the information is relevant, very relevant in this court case, and will be played out at certain at a certain time. We understand we'll use it again.
This is absolutely phenomenal what's happening. You're to be congratulated for what you're doing. Walk us through quickly the mechanical process to become new California 51st state.
Well, we have right now, as you know, we've gone through much of the process, almost all of it, except for the final phases, which is now we're in Congress and we're dealing with congressmen and we're making our appeal to the Congress. So we're stacking up meetings and we're stacking up communications with congressmen because and senators because we want to have representation. They're going to bring forward a bill on each side, and the bill will say, you know, New California's constitution is a Republican form and should be brought in and all that stuff. That's what we're hoping for. And we get the approval of the Senate and also the House of Representatives. So that's going to take some doing. Now, we are in a critical period because right now we are in about a 6 week window and we're at about the second week of that. So we have another 4 more weeks in which nobody's really caught on to the economic collapse yet. I haven't seen what the markets are doing today, but you know the markets are doing something really nasty, and that's because of California in part, but also the national scene as well. So California is going to come into play, and what we're going to do is offer to the Congress a way out to solve California's problem, and we're going to offer it early so that they can make a quick decision. And I think we have better than a 50% chance to say that by the end of September, we will be the 51st state, just in time to change everything about in California's electoral vote. We'll end up getting 26, we'll have 28 delegates. California will have 28 delegates. So it will be a real shift in power in the electoral college.
How many counties have signed on to what you're doing?
We have 58 counties total, and we have 56 that have been chartered by New California State.
Okay.
That means whole or part. Now, some of the counties like Los Angeles, we only have a part of that. So California gets Los Angeles, California gets the Bay Area, California gets Sacramento.
Okay. They get to live in their own cesspool they've created.
Well, it's, I guess so.
I mean, that's me looking at, I mean, I remember when my wife and I went to California to visit very early in our marriage, Fisherman's Wharf, the Bank of America Tower building, all that. Wonderful, wonderful place. We were there to see a Phoenix Suns basketball game. We had a great time. We wouldn't go back to San Francisco if you paid us.
Right.
Okay. It's a shithole, and that's the only word for it. And I'm just saying that they're going to get to live in their own mess, and I think it's well deserved. Paul, you've got a really good radio show. Everyone raves about it. I think it's the number one digital show in America, if I'm not mistaken. How do people follow it?
Well, we're on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster for digital talk radio. Red State Talk Radio,
I'm
as you
on it
know,
too. Yep.
and you can pick it up at 6 a.m. Pacific time every morning, 5 days a week, and then it replays starting on Saturday and Sunday. But from the shows from the during the week, and then I'm also on KNYC 1410 a.m. out of Marysville, California. It's a digital. It's the talk conservative talk monster in Northern California now because all the conservative radio show hosts have left California for the most part. And so Northern California is our range, but that's every Saturday from 7 to 10. That's live, 7 to 10. And we pick up on all the local information that comes out. A lot of state stuff comes out because we talk about, issues with the state and the local communities. But then also we're on Rumble, so American Exceptionalism News Network, Rumble. You can see
Very
our
good.
proclamations and things like that.
Oh, this is great stuff, Paul. This is very encouraging. And I think California's indebtedness really helps your case because Congress doesn't have the ability to overcome this, not with what's going on with
No.
the national economy. I think your timing is impeccable on this. And man, I would come to visit California more often if it was New California. Well,
Yeah.
Paul, I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll continue to follow this and get you back on as events dictate. I want to thank you for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on Paul's show a number of times. It is, in my opinion, the best show that's out there right now. Okay. And I'm a talk show host, and I'm saying that. But
Thanks, Dave.
it's really, really good. And listen, Red State Talk Radio is awesome. I know Chris Street, the owner. I have my show on there.
Scott Adams. Sorry,
Scott
Scott
Adams, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Adams.
sorry, sorry. Yeah, I just
Yeah. Chris
no,
Street runs with me.
I had a brain fart there, but you're
Yeah.
absolutely right. It's a great radio network, Red State Talk Radio, and go there. They have great hosts. Okay, and this is where you can find Paul's show too. Hey, Paul, thanks so much, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.